Hello, we're on the air. This is Kathy Cook, Bright Lights Pathfinder Show, and we have a positive power production going on this evening. I have with me Ron Nordman. He is a composer. He has been hearing music since he was a child, and he has just in the past, since maybe, what, Ron, 6 months or so, that you have placed the music onto sheet music so that it can be played by different people. What do you, with any further ado, I'm just going to introduce you, Ron, because there's so much to say. This is Ron Nordman, everyone. Hello, Ron.
Hey, Kathy.
How are you this evening?
Pretty good.
So tell me, when did you first hear the music in your head?
You mean the album or just music in general?
Music in general.
Oh, I would say tunes would come to me when I was a child, maybe, you know, 5, 6 years old. Parts of it would. I mean, not the whole thing, but, you know, different tunes would come to me. I thought everybody had that happening.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you ever discuss it with anybody?
No.
You didn't? Did you hear just different rhythms and tunes that you had never heard before?
Or? Yeah. So, yeah. I guess you can say that. Yeah, that's a pretty fair assessment.
Uh-huh. And you never did anything with it until recently, right?
That's right. I'm 58 now, and a few years ago I couldn't tell you one note from another. Music has been a recent development with me.
Yeah, I remember calling you 3 years ago or so. And
you predicted I was going to write music, and I thought you were nuts when you said it, but you were right.
Yeah, and I said violin music as well, and Mr. Scapucci.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just always saw you had that talent.
Well, thank you.
And great talent as well.
Well, I've heard.
You know, when you were here during Rusty's conference, her prophecy conference,
yeah.
And I could see you work on your music and compose it and, you know, change things here and there, I would just fall into that music. One piece scared the spooky out of me, as you remember. It startled me, not scared me, but it's
suspense,
like a...
Yeah, okay. That was the duet, violin and cello, yeah.
No, I believe it was... Thriller or something like that.
Yeah.
And it was like, I didn't know what to expect next. Your music speaks to each other. Now that you've brought in other instruments, I remember the clarinet piece. What was it called, Dream?
I have several clarinet pieces.
The one that we sat in and I said, listen to it talk.
Oh, no, you're talking about the Distant Dream. That's a new one. That's one that's going to be on the upcoming CD.
Well,
it's a clarinet solo, but you're playing the upper and lower register, and it's almost like two people talking to each other. You are very perceptive in that.
Yeah, it's like a man and a woman having a conversation and coming to some conclusions about their life.
And we don't know which one wins, do we?
Yeah, at the end, they settled and went off their merry way, remember?
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. And also, in each of your pieces, you have a signature that's in there, I noticed.
Yeah.
You didn't know, neither one knew until I had mentioned it, and then we looked for it, first by the notes, but I couldn't read the notes, so then I listened to your music and I could hear that exact little four notes or five notes of Ron Nordman's signature in each one of your composed pieces.
Uh-huh. Oh, you're talking about, yeah, I use groups of triplets, you know, on and off. I will change rhythm sometimes, and that's the thing about it. I'll change the rhythm, and it's, you don't know exactly what to expect next until it hits you.
So when you get a piece in your head or in your heart, I know it's so far beyond sound, and then you bring it to sound. It's like a feeling at first.
It's like a feeling. I say like, I may have maybe a few measures that'll come to me. Maybe a few lines, you know, that's a gimme. And what I will try to do is work around that. You know, kind of like the 1% inspiration and 99% perspiration.
Oh, my goodness. But it's all there, so all it is put, I remember you were just writing them on paper, on blind paper, the note. And then you even got out of violin and started playing. That's, what, 6 months ago?
Yeah, well, I played a little bit for you on the telephone. I sure hope you didn't record it.
But when did you start playing the violin?
Okay, I've been playing the violin about around 3 years ago. And I had a teacher down there in a town about 35 miles from me. And she taught me, and she pushed me pretty hard. She had me, we've had a recital, and we played the Bach Concerto for two violins in D minor.
Wow.
Of course, it wasn't perfect, but I only been playing a violin 10 months at the time.
And then
so, you know, she's exposed me to that kind of music more, where I can be inspired, and she taught me the complexity of that type of music. I think more than be benefiting by performing, I think that she was exposing me to that kind of music where I could write music like that in that kind of complex form.
Did you tell her that you had heard music since you were a child and that you had wanted to compose it?
No, I never really thought much of composition, see. Composition's a new thing to me. I'm going to tell you how it started. I was not satisfied with the way I was playing the violin, okay? I didn't like it, and I figured, you know, maybe, now this is my opinion. Now, I've played it for such and such time, and I thought maybe it ought to be better. And I was one day going to decide that if something doesn't work, I'm going to break my violin and burn my music and everything. But what happened was this. I'm a Christian, and I went to a bookstore, and a Christian bookstore, and I had written a piece of music, and I told them this. It was only a few lines of music. Never done it before. And we prayed about it, and we prayed about it, and I took this composition. This was my last thing I was going to do if this didn't work. And I gave it to my teacher, Miss Ford, and she was very thrilled by it. I was surprised. I just kind of walked in there, you know, kind of all droop shoulder. I said, well, there goes nothing. And she heard it, and she played it, and she was inspired by it. And she's a hard person to please.
She definitely is, from what you said.
Yeah. Then, you know, it started from there. I quit. I'm not trying to upper my level in performing anymore. I'm more out to... for composition. And that's when, you know, things, I get a more steady stream of consciousness with that music now that I've, you know, concentrated on it.
It's more of a, I remember when I was talking to you, I kept seeing that ear.
Oh, yeah, the bass clef, no, yeah, bass clef.
But then you go to the treble clef.
Yeah.
And they talk back and forth to one another as well.
Well, what I'm doing now, see, when I started writing, it was violin solos, and I'd written about 30 of those, and then I just wanted to get more complicated, and now, you know, I was doing treble clef, you know, instruments like the clarinet and the violin, or the C trumpet and the violin, and after I did that, I just wanted to graduate more and more, and become more familiar with bass clef instruments like trombone and cello and so forth. It's a new experience to me, but it seems to be working, I hope.
Well, it really is coming along. I'm totally in awe over it. It's brilliant, the pieces that you've composed so far.
Well, thank you, Kathy. I appreciate that. Very flattering. I'm almost asked, Ron, who are you talking about?
I'm talking about you.
Okay, all right, I'll buy it.
I want to tell the active listeners that we have that Ron Nordman is my uncle. We had not talked in years and years and years, even though we were so close as children, because I'm 53 and he's 58. And I called you about, 3 years ago before you had the violin, and I just had this feeling.
That's true. That's true, yeah. I'm validating what you're saying, yeah.
Yeah, and then I called you on your birthday last year.
Right.
And brought it up again.
Yeah.
And you said you were playing the violin.
Yeah.
And
I went from the clarinet to the violin, yeah.
Right. And so then we've been corresponding back and forth ever since.
Yeah.
And I just want to say that I'm in awe every time you perform a piece or you show me a piece of music.
Well, I appreciate the fact that you believed in me. I think that helped me, you know, keep going. Because a lot of this was new to me. I didn't exactly know what I was doing at first. Things just kind of got clearer and clearer as time went. But it pretty well got clear rapidly. But at first, you know, when you told me years ago, I think it was about 3 years, 2005, you told me I would be writing music. And I thought you were nuts when you said it, okay? Remember, I kind of didn't believe it.
Most people think I'm nuts, Ron.
You're not nuts. That's the thing.
I'm way above my time anyway.
Well, in some ways, you may be one of the true sane ones. I don't know.
Yeah, I am the sane one. That's for sure.
Okay. But, well, you have some special gift. It is a gift. And I have validated a lot of things that you have said to me.
Well, I appreciate that. It's you know, it comes from the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
And I just speak what every moment of every day, even prior to your conversation and mine on the CBS radio, I had a prayer before I talked to my daughter and my mother.
Uh-huh.
And I asked the Lord to speak for me in every way, shape, and form before I bring out my, to keep me out of the way and let him do his
work. Yeah. Right.
And if I do that, then things are clear-headed and clear, and the discernment is right there, you know?
Uh-huh.
So when I talk to you each time, I know you thought that I was crazy at first, but then, you know, as I'm just bringing up, as time went on, I've watched you go from, I remember one day I said in line four, over three or something like that, said there's something wrong, and it was supposed to be a sharp to a minus.
Yeah.
And that's when you started, to me, this is my perception, you started really digging in and started really tasting, absorbing, and first you were spitting them out so fast because you had so many.
Yeah.
You know, but then when we did that, it's like you really, really look at what you're doing now.
Yeah.
And even though you did before, it's a whole different perspective I've noticed when you came here to visit.
Yeah. Well, what I did first is more or less, I would say, easy listening. There were some that had fast tempos. But the one CD now is more complex. There's going to be about 15 selections. Ten of those are solos. And some of them are violin solos, clarinet solo, an oboe solo, and a guitar solo. I have four duets, two C trumpet duets, and C trumpet and violin duet, and two violins duet, and one trio. It's going to be coming soon, and it's kind of an introductory price. I'm going to probably just be asking $10, which it's... I think they'd be getting their money's worth considering the superb musicians that are playing this. So, you know, the violinist is a friend of my sister, who is the evangelist, you know, Rusty.
Mm-hmm.
And his name is Paul Jahannon. He has his own website, and he is a very well-known violinist, amongst other things. And I was fortunate to have him. And he and others of that caliber are going to be playing this kind of music. I mean, these are the best musicians. You know, I wouldn't touch it myself. I think when my work's played, it's going to be played by the best people I can get, and I want people to get their money's worth. And $10 is kind of really an introductory offer. It may go up, you know, later on, but I'm just going to start it at kind of a low price.
And the music that you wrote by hand,
yeah,
I told you to put away in a safe place.
Oh, it's all put away.
Oh, good.
All of it's copyrighted, everything's put away, yeah.
Yeah, you even offered to send me a master copy, and I wouldn't take it.
Okay.
These first pieces of yours are going to be so so profoundly famous because of the way that you first did your work.
Now,
people use instruments now, or they use keyboards now. They use things like that now to where you're the old-fashioned writing it down, hearing it, and it's raw form.
Yeah.
And that's what makes you so much unique, so unique compared to other people. You know, I don't know if they still do that or not, you know, the way that you do, by just taking a piece of paper.
Oh, I don't know. I imagine they're all kinds.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what other people do. I'm sure there's a wide variability of what they do and how they do it.
Right, but I'm just stating the fact that you take out of your heart, into your head, through your arm, and put it on paper.
Yeah.
And that is just like the old-fashioned handshake when you gave your word, you know. It's just not like that nowadays. It has
an old-fashioned ring to it.
And everything to do things for them.
Uh-huh.
What I wanted to ask you as well is, when you get a piece of music, how fast does the next piece come in? How do you know when to stop when it's complete?
Well, I'll be torn with that. When I say it's time to finish, I will work toward that end. You know, I feel like if it's carrying on long enough, it's a development process. You know, just like if you write a story, you know, you have the beginning and the end. You don't know exactly how it's going to end, but you know at some point it is, and you kind of get an idea when it's going to end.
Right. And also, if you could give me your inspiration, if I could ask you a few inspirations, who or what is your inspiration for this music?
Well, believe it or not, if you could tell by the titles of some of them, my pet dogs inspire my music a lot.
Uh-huh.
I don't know why, ever since I was young, every dog I had, there was always a tune associated with that dog.
Petey.
And it wasn't necessarily a doggy tune or anything.
Right, they're not doggy tunes.
No, they're not. It's not necessarily a doggy tune or something. But for some reason, they just inspire it. One person joked to me, he said, if you ever run out of ideas, just go to the dog pound.
That's cute.
Somebody told me that. But that is an inspiration a lot. And, of course, my wife inspired me to write Andrea.
Uh-huh.
Beautiful, lovely Peggy.
And
I wrote that for her, so that's one.
I tell you what, the In the Moment inspired is beautiful as well.
Yeah, thank you.
I've been saying stay in the moment for years and years and years.
Well, you inspired that now. You inspired that title. I'm going to give you credit for that one.
Oh, you're sweet. I was just stating that, you know, staying in the moment, we've talked about that with your music. I know that's hard because you hear the melody so far in advance.
Uh-huh.
Almost like a chess set game, you know?
Yeah.
And when you do it by hand, it's harder to... Do you ever lose what you have heard previously to go with it, or do you...
No, I can't say that I do. What I'll have to do, I will play it on my violin or the clarinet, whichever I'm writing, and I will get the notes right, and then I will write them down.
Oh, okay.
You know, it comes really more from the instrument to the paper, but now I'm using something called a Finale program. It's a... You know, you can put the notes in if you kind of know in your head what you're doing, and I'm getting better at doing that. Depending maybe less on the instrument and more on that, you know.
Uh-huh. When you play yourself, does the music come right then, or is it something that's been in your head for a day or two, or...
Well, it's kind of a... There's no one set way. I will have maybe part of a tune, like I said, in my head, and I will get it down on the violin.
Right.
And maybe something else will come right then, and sometimes it doesn't. It's just something I'll have to think in my head, and then something else will come, then I will play it in succession. It's kind of like building one brick at a time. It doesn't all, I wish I could say it all just, you know, came into me, but it doesn't. Certain parts that I have, I guess God gives me a give me, you know, by giving me so many notes or measures or something, and I have to work around the rest, if that makes any sense.
Yes. I remember at one conversation I was giving you a little intuitive input, and I said, I see you writing a concerto.
Oh, my goodness.
I didn't know what that word meant, and I still don't really.
Okay, well, it's a solo instrument that is accompanied by an orchestra or another instrument. It's one main featured instrument. You're talking about violin. The violin would be the featured instrument, and the orchestra would be the background, you know. Or it could be a piano. It doesn't necessarily have to be that. It could be any other instrument.
Well, in previous shows that I've had, Ron, I have talked to people about their passion. And to get their niche, and what is their niche, what they're looking for, their calling, their gift. And I believe with all my heart and know that you have definitely come upon yours.
Yeah.
From what I've heard, seen, and witnessed. And I'm just thrilled to death to have been a part of, you know, walking beside you and being there just watching and listening.
Well, I hope it would inspire others. You know, like I said, I didn't start till I was in my 50s. It's not too late for anyone if they have a dream, and especially if they think they have an inspired dream from God. It's not going to everything fall in your lap. You're going to have to work for it. But things kind of come together if you try. And I guess I would say never give up. If one thing doesn't work, another will. See, I used to write plays, and I kind of flopped at that. But I never gave up. I went to music.
I remember telling you were going to write music to that play.
I doubt it.
Well, I mean, you know.
You told me that, but I don't know how to answer that.
Yeah. You never know what tomorrow brings anyway.
Oh, that's true. I mean, yeah. I mean, nothing's in cement. I just, you know.
Yeah. Well, you're one of 14 children.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to give a little history about how y'all performed as children?
Well, you mean musically?
Well, anything. You told me that.
Well, it was a very, I mean, you know, it was a, how can I put it in nice words now? There was a lot of competition, and there was strife to get attention. And sometimes our parents didn't exactly understand the message we were trying to get out. But there was, you know, there were times of love and tenderness, but there was a lot of this competitiveness too. And, you know, I think in later years that we've got older, you don't see that anymore as much. I think there's more unity now that we're older than when we were younger.
Right.
I mean, I could tell you some things make your head, you know, hair stand up. You probably could, too.
Like what?
Oh, my goodness.
Give me an example.
Oh, my goodness. I couldn't give you any just one example.
Well, you know, you told me that when your parents got home from their balls and their operas and such, that y'all would get together and perform for them, kind of like somebody would get the prize, in other words.
Yeah. Well, I was kind of young at that time, so I guess I just had to watch the others do it. That's the thing about being a child. I just watched what everybody else did, and I was just...
You're the last one, aren't you?
Yeah, the last one.
Youngest one.
Yeah. What's left of
It's like you almost had two different sets of families. You know, even though you had one parent, both parents, mom and dad.
Yeah.
Nana and Papaw, it's like my mother was the older of the group. And then when Ted came along, it was like the second part of the group.
Yeah.
Well, would you like for me to give out the call-in numbers and see if anybody wants to ask you some questions? And I'll continue asking you questions all along as well.
Okay.
The worldwide number is 877-876-5227. The USA and Canada number is 888 815-915-9756. And if you have a plan or direct line, that line phone number is 530-876-3222. Call in and speak to Ron Nordman. Ask him any questions about music, if you're a musician, or if you want to be a musician. If you feel that you have music in your heart that you want to learn to put into paper, or even if you don't play a musical instrument, ask Ron how he got started so that he can help you along the way, as well as anybody that has any feedback on, you know, just family members or whoever can call in and just say hello to Ron while he's on the air. Because it has been quite a while since you've seen some of the family members. What I wanted to get to next is I feel a lot of times when I listen to your music that one moment it moves me one way, and then I can be listening to the same piece of music another given day, and it moves me a totally different way.
Yeah.
Like I could write lyrics to it. And each lyric,
you're heard.
Totally different, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
The stories behind it.
Yeah. Well, you have a very intuitive part, an artistic nature to you, and you can see into those things very well.
Well, thank you, Ron. I appreciate that. My family doesn't quite know how to take me, even though I've been awake since I was 1.5.
Well, I tell them to take you seriously.
Huh?
I tell them to take you seriously.
Yeah, they should take me seriously.
I did, and I'm not. I'm nonetheless for it.
Yeah, it's hard though. The thing is when a person's a Christian, they think that somebody knowing something before things, you know.
Well, some people, even Christians, don't understand that aspect of it.
But it's when I believe that's just a gift. Like you have the musical gift, I have this gift, you know, intuitive insight and, you know, various other things that I hear and see and feel.
Well,
but,
even though, yeah, go ahead. Even though yours is real, it's least understood, you know, and you have to overcome obstacles, and maybe I can help you do that.
You will. You have always helped me do that. I know that with your music as well as with, you know, the way that I give insight, you know, intuitive insight. My mother hates me to use the word reading, but
she's right. I think she's right, though.
Well, reading to me, if you heard my show week before last, that to me is when someone is coming to someone and asking them a question, and, you know, what do you see in this or what do you see in that? Well,
mean it in the New Age way.
Right.
Okay, some people, it may have that connotation, but I know you don't mean it in that way.
Right, because mine's coming from spirit.
Yeah.
All of, if I go and try to read somebody and just pull it out of my, you know, whatever, then that's having to tap into the other side.
Yeah, that's right.
And that's the fine line there. You know, and anything is that, I just don't doubt myself because I know that I ask for God to remove people, places, and things in my life that are not good for me and to bring in people, places, and things in my life that are good for me and to speak for me, do for me, think for me, act for me, and be for me in any way, shape, and form.
Yeah.
And that the words of my mouth, the meditations of my heart be acceptable in His sight. He uses a lot of tough love sometimes. Yeah, shoots it straight from the hip.
Yeah.
It's almost to the point to where it's brutally, bluntly honest to a fault.
Yeah.
But that is, you know, showing someone in the mirror themselves.
Yeah.
But,
well, that's more of a matter of tact, you know, that's apart from the spiritual gift, is the way you present it, too. You know, there's also a right way to present it, in my opinion.
Right.
You can have it, but you got to know how to deliver it.
Exactly. And that is the whole thing that's in the bug. It's how I speak to someone. Each person you have to speak to differently, just like with your music. It speaks to a person differently each time they turn it over and play it again.
Oh, well, thank you.
But
Well, I appreciate that observation.
Oh, gosh. I wanted to ask as well, did you know how to write the notes before you started this?
I could read. The time I started composing, I could pretty well read music, at least to the extent to where I could write something.
Uh-huh.
I certainly don't have a complete comprehensive knowledge or anything, but I know enough to do what I want to do.
These notes and pieces of music that you heard as a child, are any of these in your CDs now?
Yeah, some of the tunes that came to me as a child. I'm not going to say I've audibly heard them. They were
right.
Kind of something, you know, inside.
Oh, in your heart.
In my mind, in my heart. Believe it or not, and some of these are coming back when I start writing, and I put them into pieces.
Who could you say is your most inspiration as a person that has gotten you this far, or that has, was it Mr. Scapucci?
Scapucci was a little bit before my time. I know him. I could recognize him. I remember what he looks like. I heard he was a very brilliant musician, you know. He was, I think, the principal violinist for the Charlotte Orchestra years ago. No, I don't know that any person inspired it. It just kind of came.
Individual thing.
Yeah, but, you know, and I would ask my parents to let me take lessons, and she never would. I guess it was because I was the youngest child, and, you know, maybe she wanted me to be a baby doll instead of a developing person. I don't know.
I don't know either, but see, it all comes around when it's time.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's true. As I say, no matter what it was, you know, previously, I think God can still use you, and he still has a plan if you're willing to accept his salvation and, you know, go according to his will.
Maybe, just hypothetically, maybe you could have gotten a bad teacher as a child, and the child doesn't know how to comprehend or take that, and it killed it. Now, my mother made me practice the piano 30 minutes every day. My brother would turn the buzzer back, and I'd be in there for an hour and a half or more. Johnny. And I hate to play the piano now.
Yeah.
Just because of that. My mother had me sit down at the piano last week, and she said, just play something for me. And I said, I don't know how. And she goes, yes, you do. And then I just started playing her pieces, Spaghetti Rag, and, you know.
Really? Well, you're pretty good. I'm going to come to you for lessons.
Shoot, man. We did that on the, I remember when I got this computer, this Macintosh, and I heard something, and you hummed something, and I picked it out on the keyboard.
Yeah, I remember that, yes.
Yeah. Somebody's calling in on my phone, and I don't know why, but I just ignore that beeping because...
if somebody wants to have a question or something, or...
Well, they should call in to the BBS radio station.
Right? Oh, okay. You're talking about your personal... Okay.
Yeah, but they might not know or understand because I put out my phone number as well.
Oh, okay.
So, let me get those numbers again. The call-in number worldwide, which anyone can use, is 877-876-5227. The USA and Canada number line is 888-815-9756. And if you just want to call, like if you have to plan on your cell phone or whatever, you can dial this number, 530-876-3222. Is there anyone you'd like to give a message to, Ron, in the universe?
In the universe? I would tell you that's a short order one. Anybody in the universe. Well, let's see. I can't add anything else really than what I have said as far as giving a message, you know, thus far.
Well, I thought maybe you'd want to holler at Kim way over there and join.
I know what you mean now. Oh, yeah, I appreciate the ones that are listening. Call in. I'd like to talk to some of them. Some of them I haven't seen in years. If they'd like to call in, that'd be great.
Well, Kimberly Nordman-Laha, can't even say her last name.
Yeah.
She's in Germany. She had a dinner party the other night. She played your music, and she said everybody loved it. She said the Germans and the Europeans were more in tune to the type of music.
Yeah, when I wrote this, I kind of felt that, and she just kind of validated that for me. I appreciate her encouragement.
Yeah, we all love it. Carmen's another one. Carmen plays hers for rest time at school. She's a school teacher.
Yeah, she told me that Jim, they did exercises by some of them.
And she also
I was really flattered she did that. She's
and
a
you
sweet
said
one.
Played in church.
Yeah, it's been played in church. Yeah, one of my pieces has been played in church. A few of them have been played on your radio station.
Yeah, I played in my radio station the past couple of weeks. Excuse me. That one piece, but I can't wait to get a hold of the next CD.
Well, you're going to be the first to get it.
Thank
when
you.
I get it, I'm going to put it in a bag and mail you one. How about that?
Okay. That'd be great.
I wish you'd play it on the show, too.
I will. You know I will. I asked you to make me some meditation music.
Okay. Well, you might find some of that in there.
Yeah. What's your favorite piece you've written so far?
My favorite piece? That's a hard one to say, because I always asked you for a favor, and you never could give me an answer. Now you're asking me to give to answer
yes,
one
I'm,
you couldn't
I mean,
answer.
I'm putting it back on you.
Okay, well, I would say going to Liechtenstein is the best. It's my favorite one. That was on the first CD, and it's kind of a fast, peppy piece. The name came, you know, here it is, Dogs Inspired This Again. It's kind of, when I say Liechtenstein, it was kind of like a Disney World for dogs. And it was that kind of playful thing kind of inspired me to write it, and I was pleased with it.
Oh, but you know, I like Liechtenstein a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like Liechtenstein a lot.
Yeah.
And I like Rush.
Which one?
Many. Oh, I love them in the moment.
Oh, okay.
Observation. I love Dream.
Yeah, Dream was played in church. It was played as a prelude to the service.
Uh-huh. I remember when you went to her to play your music.
Yeah.
She was hard to get to play that music, and then once she played it, she couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
Excuse me, I took a sip of water.
Okay, go ahead.
You remember how we did the different colors and the animals and the water and the...
Oh, yeah. Did that? Yeah, I remember that. You did that sometime back. This was in the early stages when I talked with you.
Yeah.
Notes on everything, I think.
Huh?
You keep notes on everything just about, don't you?
I do when I'm doing that with someone.
I think you're on your third computer now.
I'm on my seventh, actually, because
oh,
I have a packet done. But I got a Mac, so hopefully that won't have any problems.
Okay.
But you saw how filled up my computer was.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think I could fill mine up in 20 years.
I know. I work hard, man. I work hard. I work 24/7. Or the Lord. I like to learn all different aspects, though, you know.
Yeah.
I like to learn. I've studied with the Native Americans, and I've studied, you know, all the types of ways and means of all people.
Yeah.
And the reason I'm saying that is, do you study or listen to, I know you listen to Rubinsky. You played the ballet for me.
Oh, you mean the Swan Lake by Tchaikovsky? That's the one you and I listened to.
Right.
When I was there.
And when you went to bed, I played it with just no music so I could see the difference. And then I played it with music and no visual. And then the next morning, we played some more of your music. And that's when I started tearing it apart, saying, wait, let's listen to this part. Listen to that part.
Yeah.
I was going, oh, okay.
And well, I certainly value your judgment in such matters.
Yeah, well, thank you. It wasn't anything that needed to be changed. It was just I was pointing out to you, you know, how this clarinet's talking to that clarinet. And, oh, look, they're on a travel.
Yeah, I took your advice. I took you seriously that time.
That was good, wasn't it?
Yeah, oh, I liked the idea.
Yeah, I couldn't see what, I didn't understand what 7/5 or 7/4 or whatever
okay,
was.
Okay, yeah, okay.
But I just heard the pauses in between, you know, just
yeah.
like a conversation.
I put a rest in between those two people, I mean, those two.
Yeah, they are people. They are people, Ron, I'm telling you.
Wait okay.
till active listeners hear this. You know, when they hear this, more of your CD that you're getting ready to get up, even though it's on CD, it's not.
Yeah.
Or so yet, but wait till people are able to listen to your music. That you know, is there any way that they can get in touch with you that are listening on BBS Radio right now?
Okay, well they can get me at my email address, which is gizzythedizzy@ftc-i.net.
That's G-I-Z-Z-I-E.
Right.
H-E. D-I-Z-Z-Y.
Right.
At
F-T-C.
F-C-T.
No, F-T-C.
Okay. Dash.
Okay, go ahead.
.net.
Yeah.
Or they could add you to their Facebook.
Yeah, they could, if they'd like. And if they want to know more about the music, I would be glad to answer any questions. It's basically, it's easy listening music. There's a variety of tempos. Some are a little jazzy and some are, you know, it's just a variety. I can't say it's any one thing. I just write what is there for me to write at the moment, you know. And if I have an idea, I'll go along with it. I keep going with it. So if anybody want to know, if you want to play some more music on it, you know, to give them an idea, that would be great. I'd be glad to do what I could.
What would you like to, I wonder if there's a way that you can play your music in the background while we're talking.
My music in the background?
Uh-huh.
Well, we might could. Let me see. I could put one on. Let's see.
Okay.
I didn't think of that. Maybe, let's see.
If anybody want to know, if you want to play some more music on it.
Okay, hold on. I'm seeing what I can do with this. Okay.
Which one are you choosing? Well, while Ron's getting that prepared, I would just like to say that I'm still here.
I'm trying to do what you want me to do.
Yeah, I know you are, but I'm just going to talk to the active listeners for a second until you get that going. And
yeah.
I just want to thank all of our family members for the love and the devotion that we all have for one another. And it hasn't always been easy. And we, you know, I do want to say, you know, that the love that we have for each other and the support, like when Rusty came down for her prophecy conference, and when Eric lost his daughter this past week, you know, how we all pulled together. You know, that's what family's all about, not tearing them apart, not talking down about them, and not trying to be so jealous or greedy or envious. Our family is one of the families that really, really, really pull each other up. And I just want to say, Bonnie, you've always been there for me as a child. And I know that you were in my wedding. And, oh, the memories. I always knew that you would be a composer.
You still there, Kathy?
Yeah, I can hear that. That's
okay,
great.
Can you hear it?
Uh-huh.
That's yearning.
Okay.
Yeah.
That is just beautiful. Yearning. Ron, when you wrote Yearning, what was it that transpired? What gave you the inspiration for Yearning? Hear me, Ron. Now remember, as it listens, Ron puts each note together on a piece of paper.
You still there?
Yes, I was telling him.
Let me just keep it going.
With a piece of paper. Well, you can play it in the background while we're talking.
Yeah.
Why don't you give a holler out to somebody special and tell them to give you a call?
Do what? I'm sorry. I couldn't hear you.
I said, why don't you give a call out on the radio to a special someone, tell them to give you a call.
Oh, you mean like Rusty or Kim or Carmen or somebody?
Mm-hmm. Rusty just got online.
Huh?
Rusty just got online, your sister Rusty.
She's on the line?
No, she's on, she just signed in on the computer because it shows me who signed in.
Is she trying to call in?
I don't know. The CBS will beep us when there's a call.
Okay.
Now, when I was little, I remember seeing all these musical instruments.
You want me to turn to another one?
I'm trying to talk to you, so I think you better turn it off.
Okay, I'm listening.
When I
go
was,
ahead.
I saw all these musical instruments under this velvet chair, this feather velvet chair, with a baby grand piano, and the living room was probably, 50 feet by 50 feet? It was huge. And I ended up with the clarinet.
Yeah.
And I played clarinet for quite a while, up until the 11th grade.
Yeah, I know. You remember you telling me that. You got Rusty's old clarinet, didn't you?
I believe so. Anyway, the thing is that I never learned to read the music because I'm dyslexic. Because I was being dyslexic, the notes just didn't work in my brain.
But you have a good ear.
I would have someone play it, and then I would play it.
That's very good. You won up on me.
I passed with flying colors.
Well, you won up on me.
What is it that you want to talk about, Ron? This is a moment for you. What would you like to talk about with your music? Where do you see it going, or what is your goal?
Well, I just tell you, I don't have any definite thing. I just let the Lord lead me day by day. I don't know what it'll develop to. Maybe it'll have commercial success. I hope so. But I just take that one day at a time. What I concentrate on now is writing music.
Yeah. And you wrote this last CD within, 2 months?
Yeah. I think it's, and we'll see, I started... Yeah, let's see. The first one came out in February, and this one's coming out in probably the 1st of May or the end of April.
Yeah, we said April 24th was a good day.
Yeah. Well, you guys may be right on that, too.
Yeah. I don't think I've been wrong too much, but
No?
It's not me. It's actually, the spirit talking.
Okay.
But what color do you see right now, Ron?
Yellow.
Yellow again. Wow.
Yeah.
What feelings do you get with it?
Huh?
What is your feeling with your yellow?
I don't know. Well, yellow's a happy color. I have a yellow house, and it's just a happy color to me. Optimistic kind of thing.
Hello, you're on the air. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello,
we have a caller.
Excuse me?
Excuse me? Do you have a computer on in the background?
No, my computer won't come up. I have not heard the show all night because I can't get my computer to work.
This is Carmen. I can tell her voice.
Hey, Carmen.
Hey, Ronnie.
How you doing, honey?
I'm doing good. I've been trying. I'm mad at my computer. I've been trying all night to listen, and Mama wanted to listen too, and I just cannot get my computer to work.
Oh my goodness!
Wanted to tell y'all both that we love you. Say I love you, Mom.
Well, thank you. I appreciate your inspiration and the compliments you've given me. Let's not wait until we're on radio to talk next time.
Okay. Well, I know you got to sign off, Kathy, but I wanted y'all to know I've been trying so hard to listen to y'all tonight, so I hope that you will have some way of repeating this whole program at some point in time.
Oh, we'll get you a copy of it, Carmen. Tell Aunt Brenda to say hello, and I love her, too.
I will tell her.
Any pieces of advice you have for Ron? We were talking about you earlier, how you play the music for your students.
I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
I said I was telling Ron earlier, you know, we were discussing how you play your music for your students.
I play it for my students. Yes, I do. They put their gymnastics routines together by it. They use tumbling and cartwheels and stationary balances to go along with the movement of the music.
Oh,
and different
great.
Students chose different ones.
I tell you what I'm going to do for you, Kathy.
What's that?
I'm going to play in the moment for you while we talk.
Okay. Carmen.
Yes, ma'am.
I can hear you.
Ronnie, you can hear?
Okay, yeah.
So the thing is that I want to know is, Carmen, do you have any musical gifts as well?
No, I have the gift to appreciate it. I have the musical talent, but I just have the gift to be able to appreciate it.
Can you hear her, Ron? I can hardly hear her.
I can hardly hear her, too.
I know. I'm going to sign off. I think there's something totally wrong with everything of my house right now, but I know you have to sign off soon, but I love you guys and just want you to know that I was supporting y'all and so was Mom. And I can't hardly hear y'all either.
Okay. Ron, maybe you need to turn your music off.
Let me turn
Goodbye.
It off.
Yeah.
Okay, I shall turn it off. Let me see how to do that. There you go. It's off.
Well, Carmen, we love you and thank you so much for your support. In every way, and every person, and especially in my life, I know. And we'll talk to you later, Carmen.
I think she already hung up, didn't she?
Okay, well, she'll hear that later then.
Okay.
This is such a laid-back, easy, talk on being on radio. You know, you just feel like you're talking to a person on the phone.
Yeah, well, that's how I felt like I was talking to a person on the phone.
Yeah, you have all these listeners, but they're very shy. They don't call in very often.
Yeah.
But they are listening because I get, you know, things from them after the show.
Yeah.
Okay, we have like 4 minutes left. The number is 877-876-5227 on www.bbsradio.com, station one, if you'd like to say hello to Ron Nordman, or give him a blessing, or just to let us hear your voice. And with that, Ron, you can go out with your music with In the Moment, and we'll just be quiet and let it play.
Okay, we got a few minutes?
We've got maybe 2 minutes.
Okay, I'll put In the Moment on for you.
Okay.
Let's see
here. I want to thank everybody, the active listeners in the universe, for listening to the Bright Lights Pathfinder show with Kathy Cook, the positive power production that it is, and listening to Ronald Nordman, Nordmann. You can contact him at Gizzy, GIZZIE, CTHE, GIZZY, at FTC.com. Dash.net. You can also find him and become one of his friends on your friends list as Ron Nordman, RONNORDMAN, not two N's. When Granddaddy came over from Germany, he dropped one of the N's. And with that, we're going to go out and just listen a moment to In the Moment. And thank you, listeners. We are all seeing you. Thank you, Ron, for being my guest host for this evening. And I'll talk to you soon. Thank you, Donald and Seth and Doug, for all that you do, and Leslie, to get this program to be aired. With that, I'm going to say we are all seeing you.
I enjoyed it. I had a great time.
Thank you, Ron. I'll talk to you later.
Okay. Bye-bye.